is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey.
Hi.
How can we help you, Stephanie?
Well, I don't know what's going on with this guy, Gary, who I went on a date with, and now he's completely ignoring me.
Wow.
I met him, first of all, okay? I met him at a bus stop. We were both waiting to go to work, which I know is not a good way for a love story to start.
No, that's okay.
No, yeah, right. It sounds like a romantic comedy.
Right, you'd never heard LL Cool J's Around the Way, Girl? He met her at a bus stop.
Yeah. Better if they have a car. I mean, that's a red flag, right?
No. Okay.
Sucking on a lollipop.
Okay, so you meet at a bus stop, and
yeah, and we swapped numbers, and we seemed to hit it off. So we went on a date that was nice. I mean, we went to dinner, we went to the movies. He is not answering me now, which honestly doesn't happen to me. So I need to know I'm guessing he's probably in the hospital or something, because yeah. I've never had a guy not hit me up.
Or maybe he was kidnapped.
Yeah.
I mean, that's possible.
Or maybe he was like, Jesus, I don't have a car and commuting to meet this girl for a date. I have to take 3 trains, 2 buses, and an Uber.
Exactly. Red flag, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll give him a call for you next, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You want to talk about a love story? Stephanie met this guy, Gary, at a bus stop. Meant to be. 2 people just commuting to work together. They hit it off, started talking, ended up going on a date. She said the date. Did anything weird happen on the date before we call this guy?
No, nothing weird happened. It was a good date. You know, we had fun. He seemed to really like me.
Yeah.
And that's why I think like something probably happened to him.
All right, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello.
Gary?
Hello.
Gary.
Yep.
Okay. Listen, he's alive. He's alive, I think. It's okay. Gary, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Okay.
So listen, here's the deal. We're calling you because somebody actually called us about you. They like you a lot, and they would like to take you out, and we're willing to pay for the date if you say yes.
Oh, really? Who might this be?
Well, it is a lady by the name of Stephanie, and you and her went on a date already. The girl you met at the bus stop.
No, I don't know who that be.
So you guys were both at the bus stop together, going to work or whatever. You started talking. You hit her off.
Nope.
Stephanie?
I can't remember. Steph. I definitely know Steph. This was like, you know, months ago. We went ice skating, and she's amazing. And if it's her, yes, I'm down. She is.
Whoa, wait a second. I think I gave you the wrong number.
Stephanie, girl?
I forgot. I went on a date with another Gary. This is Fat Gary that I went ice skating with.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh,
my God.
Wait, hold on.
Fat Gary.
No. So you just call me Fat Gary?
Listen, no offense, but that date was the worst. Just to give you some advice for future dates, okay? If you're going to have the profile picture that you have, you might want to tell someone in a text at least to, like, be aware that there's a beer belly coming at them, like, in 3D. Like, if we're going to go outside, outside. Okay?
Unbelievable.
I'm just saying, right, for a first date, isn't that gross to be outside and, like, getting sweat? Like, I got a little sweaty, but he was so sweaty and smelled, and all I could see was that big beer belly, and you kept ordering sausages. Like, it was seriously just some advice. That's the worst date ever. Like, don't
I
do
know,
that.
You dumped your coffee on me on accident, which sounds like it wasn't even an accident. Like, what are you talking about right now?
Yeah, I did spill coffee on purpose. I was trying to get out of the date.
I really don't think it went that bad. Like, I had a great time. I thought you were amazing. You're blowing this, like, I think you remember this wrong.
I think I remember, since I literally wanted to die that night. Seriously, like, Hot Gary, he might not have a car, but at least, like, we had a nice time together. I'm going to find his number, you guys. I'm going to get my kids together over here.
Good luck with that.
Okay, she'll call us back.
She's so vicious.
Gary, she hung up.
Was that for real? Is this for real?
What's Sounds like here? It was, brother.
She's gone.
It was a mistake. She meant to call another guy.
Yeah.
Is there a way you can still pay for a date for me? Because I got a girl that I can give you a number for.
Oh. That doesn't work that way, brother. I'm sorry.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.